is Daniel.
And this is Melissa.
Welcome to the Internal BFP podcast. So we missed last week because I was in Nolan and it was kind of busy. I had a lot of meetings going on. But we're trying to make up for it now. We also have Ty, he's with us. So if you hear baby noises, that's him.
Or like heavy breathing, like really uncomfortable heavy breathing.
Yeah, it's usually me, but now you blame it on the baby. And so this past weekend we went and did some Easter stuff.
Yeah. So on Saturday, so I don't know if everyone knows this, but Tig is visually impaired. So like he's not like blind, like he has vision, but it's really poor. We get it actually tested again next month to see, hopefully it's improved. It's been getting better, but anyway, so he has vision therapy every week where, there's a nonprofit that does services and, they come to our house and I honestly don't know what they do. It looks like they play with him for an hour and I'm fine with that. It's not like physical therapy where you like see the, you know, what's happening and like, oh yeah, he's gotten better. He can like walk now, you know? I haven't seen any improvement with his vision, anyway, we were invited to the vision therapy Easter egg hunt. Yeah, you like that? And so it was basically Tig and a bunch of other visually impaired children and actual blind children. And they had the fire department came out and they were letting the kids spray the hose. They had the bomb squad there. So they had a bunch of like the bomb squad robots. The SWAT team was there with their SWAT truck, like all the cool stuff kids love to like play with. And, it was hosted by the vision therapy with the bomb squad because the bomb squad actually created, Easter eggs that have like a device in them that make a sound. So that way, like it makes it easier for kids to find eggs. So that was really cool to kind of have that experience. And, the kids had a lot of fun, even though my kids can see. So I told them to just pretend to be blind.
They did really good at that Easter egg.
They found a lot of eggs.
It was like child's play. Finding all the eggs, all the blind kids are like stumbling around.
No, they did four different rounds and they had like two or three families go at a time and you just picked out one egg and then you exchanged it for candy. It wasn't like finding a bunch of eggs. So then on Sunday we went to like a legit Easter egg hunt where I assume most of the children have vision. And so our kids were just like, you know,
the competition really changed.
They were just like ready and they got quite a few eggs. It was like over in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't really an Easter egg hunt. It wasn't a hunt. It was
like a massacre. Like it was just like children swarming. Like literally I should have timed it. Definitely less than 20 seconds. I guarantee you there were like at least 1,000 eggs and they were gone within 20 seconds for sure.
Well, they didn't hide them. So that's usually a key thing.
They hid some of them because they hid some of them in the bushes.
They were all just piled up in the center.
Yeah.
And then in plain sight. So that's a key thing of an Easter egg hunt. You're supposed to hide the eggs.
They were just strewn across. It did look like from the older kids, like the category our kids are in is from 4 to 7. And from 8 to 12, they had them hidden in the sunflower field. So I think like they thought for, you know, older kids could actually look for them, but they didn't want to make the 4-year-olds look. I don't know. But overall, it was really fun. Lots of Easter eggs.
And we also, I went to Nolan last week. And so that wasn't as fun, but still a thing. Coming off of the PCA, which was the best event that we've ever had, you know, the Nolan was, you know, pretty far from that. So it was, got a few leads, but, it wasn't that productive. I got to talk to some of the coaches, which, you know, to solve some issues, which is good for our relationship with Nolan. But it was a nice event. You know, they had a good setup going, some good classes, but it wasn't super productive like the PCA was for us. But I think in the long term, it will pay off more as we, you know, improve our relationship with Nolan.
That's the hope.
All right. And so our theme for the month is we're still working through taxes. So we're somewhat shifting our focus towards the personal taxes since the business tax return date has been completed. However, as those S-Corp returns are, or those S-Corp books are closed, we'll prioritize those. But mostly the focus is personal tax returns going through the next few weeks. So we still, if you have clients that still need to close out their books, definitely still work through those using the guidelines and the cascading messages so we can get those pushed through and we can submit the S-Corp return, the partnership return, and then the personal return as well.
It looks like it was Greg's birthday. I didn't say happy birthday to him, though, but here you go. Happy birthday, Greg. You probably don't listen to the podcast, but we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tyga agrees.
Yeah. And we had some other kudos throughout the week. Appreciate Erica's work on the MVP file, which was a Nolan MVP file we identified talking to the coaches. On an issue, and she helped us resolve that really quickly. So thank you to Erica. And also appreciate Angie's efforts on making sure she stays on top of her client accounts. She had all of her keeper notifications sending to her email. So she gets those notifications. So she stays on top of things. That might be her secret to responding to things so quickly, or at least part of her secret.
I still think she's a robot.
That's true. And we've been getting NPS scores the last week or so coming in. Paula has gotten some good NPS scores from Baltic Roofing. Then we've had Jonathan got a 10 from Benchmark. Richard's getting got a 10 from Five Star Painting. And Jonathan also got one from Hendrick, a 10 from Hendrick Painting. Sienna got a 10 from Sasquatch Painting, and also from a five-star painting of Carmel. So we've been getting a lot of good feedback from clients over the last week or so.
There we go. It was also Kim's birthday. We missed it. I missed it. Happy birthday, Kim.
Yeah. Kim was out last week, so she is back in today, and I'm assuming she was out for her birthday. But and also shout out to Khaled for fixing the, or at least working towards getting the issue fixed with BSG's payroll / Benchmark's payroll on the Avidia thing. He's been working that issue for the last few weeks and making really good progress. And Martin also gave a 10 to Jonathan and Khaled for their work on the account too. So let's run through the cascading messages. We, for keeper notifications that go to Help Scout. So every time a client asks a question, you can add yourself in Keeper to get notified via your Google Workspace Gmail. But there's also a notification that goes to the success inbox. So we kind of changed that process a little bit. Right now, the notification will go to Nicole, who's going to assign it to account manager or to Richard or team lead, depending on whose account it is. And she's going to keep that Help Scout ticket as active. And the team lead, account manager, or Richard for tax ones will make sure that question gets answered, either answering it themselves or letting the bookkeeper know that they need to answer that question in the Slack channel. And then once that question is answered, then you mark it as closed. So that's a new cascading message, a slight change to our process on how we handle those keeper notifications to Help Scout. Our company annual meeting is June 24th through the 28th.
It will be in Orlando, Florida. Not as exotic of a destination this year, but it'll work. Attendees have been notified. We will have a few backups that if for some reason are kind of first string, someone cannot attend, we will reach out to you. But right now, we've got a good group of about 10 that are coming. And then if anything can change, if we can include more people with it being in Orlando, we will reach out soon. But right now, everyone that is attending has been notified. So if you have not been added to the Slack channel and been given the needs form, then you can assume that you're not going to be attending this year. Yes, Ty, we don't need to talk about it. But if you have any question as to whether you are attending, if you're unsure, please feel free to message me directly.
I guess he's pissed that he didn't get that form.
He didn't get invited.
He's not
invited.
Yeah. And then we have the tax readiness check, $10,000 materiality. That's still in effect. And then Practice Protect migration is complete. So just be sure if you need help, you can email support at Practice Protect if you're having an issue with logging into Grasshopper or whatever the case is. Definitely reach out to their support and they'll get back to you. And then we also have any pay issues, please do the pay issue form. And then we are still running our affiliate program, which we've had a couple of clients take advantage of that, and we've gotten a couple new clients from client referrals, so we're paying them out $500 for that. So if you want to take advantage, definitely sign up for the affiliate program as well. We do have a company meeting coming up this week on the Thursday, the 28th at 12 noon, so make sure you put your nomination in for your team member of the month. And with that,
that is all of the things.
All right.
Have a good week.
Yeah, have a good week. Appreciate everyone's hard work, and we'll talk to you soon. Yeah.